Well, I think tacos, for one thing. And, of course, tamales. Mm-hmm. I've never made tamales. I understand that's a lot of work.
Where do you buy your tamales?
Lately I've been going to Pepe's. I used to always get them done. That's a lot of these to have the best, I thought. Mm-hmm. But it's too far now.
In the Upper Valley, we go to Lupita.
Lupita? I haven't heard of Lupita.
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, where is she?
She's on Donovan.
Oh, really?
Way out there in Canutillo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not way out there, but yeah. This side of Canutillo.
Okay.
Do you have a vegetable garden?
No.
Did you ever have a vegetable garden?
Yes, when we lived in the Lower Valley, I did.
What did you used to grow?
Tomatoes, and that's something I really miss up here. Mm-hmm. But you dig down a little ways and you run into caliche, and it's, yeah. The soil isn't very good. I think too much shade. Mm-hmm. So, but tomatoes were the main thing, and I have grown squash. And I didn't have too much of a selection.
But, what are those little tomatoes called that are about that big?
The tomatillas?
Cherry
tomatoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what to do with tomatillos?
No.
Because we cooked them once, and we were like,
it didn't appeal to you?
Yeah, we must have cooked them wrong or something.
I think it's Casa Dorado that they serve something that's made with tomatillas, and I've never tried it, so. Hmm.
Yeah, maybe it's something that goes with other things, and it's not really a dish for it. Do you know some crops that are grown in El Paso?
Chili.
Mm-hmm.
Onions. Not too many. And corn, I'm sure they grow a lot of corn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of things that grow out here. And I think squash is probably one of them. Trying to think what I bought at the farmer's market, but I haven't been in several years, and offhand I can't think of it.
Other than vegetables, are there any crops that we grow?
Well, we had fruit trees when we lived in the Lower Valley. And
what kind?
We had a little bit of everything. We had peaches and apricots and pears. I think we had a pear tree at one time.
What kind of peaches did you have? Did you have the kind that the seed falls out of? Or?
Yeah, Freestone.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the other is what, Cling? Cling peach?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We did better. We did well with peaches, though. Apples seemed to be real. They had a lot of worms. They tasted good.
Oh, yeah. Our poor apple tree.
Yeah. I spent most of my time cutting all of the bad part out, but they had a good flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They grow something else in the valley too that we use to make clothes. What's that?
Make clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I was just getting ready to say they grow a lot of grapes. But I can't think what you're looking for.
That fluffy white stuff?
Cotton.
Yeah. Yeah,
of
we still grow a lot of cotton.
Yes.
Not too much.
Okay. I'm looking for something very hard and they
We do grow some grapes, I guess, for wine.
Yes, I think the priests that came to El Paso, I think they had, they grew their own grapes.
Now that corn that you pick up and eat is called what?
Corn on the cob? Is that what you want? Okay. Corn
if that's what
cob?
You call it.
That's
yeah.
what I call it, corn on the cob, yeah. What else could it be?
Some people say ears of corn.
Ears of corn, okay.
What else have I heard?
Okay. No, I don't call it corn on the cob,
Now, the things that you take off the corn are called?
Shucks.
Mm-hmm. And that
and
white stringy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Corn silks.
Mm-hmm. And pintos are a type of
beans.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody said to you that they had beans for supper, what were they eating?